Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Friday. Yay!
This doesn't work for me at all.
Uh-oh. Oh, your phone's still on, Vin.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. What is happening? You're flipping upside down. Oh, my God. Are we live on Instagram, Bryn? Hello?
Bryn?
Hello.
You got us?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Hey. Good. How are you?
Are we live on Instagram right now?
Yeah, I just went live.
Okay. All right.
Great. I hope they all caught the Vinny flipping upside down show. That was
well,
fun.
I was trying to do anyway. I wanted to be able to charge my phone while and it doesn't stand up that way, and then upside down doesn't flip.
Right.
Yeah, which you'd think it would. That
well,
seems
it
like
it doesn't matter.
That would be.
It flips for FaceTime. If you're on a FaceTime call, but on Messenger.
Yeah, we're not on FaceTime.
Get with the engineers. Come on.
Yeah, come on, guys. Right. Come on, make it work for us, please. We have to work from home. Make it work for us. Work it from home.
I was thinking this morning.
Go ahead.
This morning you posted a picture of your outfit, and
yes.
I just thought that was awesome. Perfect.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, it's Friday. I was like, why not rock the F out, you know?
Heavy metal summer, everybody.
Sure. I mean, it is summer now.
Mm-hmm.
Officially, we went from raining every single day to, oh my God, it's so hot.
It was warm yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was warm yesterday. At one point, I was sitting outside, and I'm like, it's just too hot. I'm even in the shade. I'm going to go inside. And then I made the mistake of sitting down on the couch and fell asleep for 3 hours.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, not that good. You know, it's the nap thing is...
What else are you going to do?
Nothing, really. You know, I did everything I wanted to do yesterday by the time it was like 11:30. I made cookies. I made lemonade. And then I sat outside for a while, and then I fell asleep.
Well, you got to pace yourself better, Sarah. You can't be done by 11. That's ridiculous.
Got to be stretching these things out. Yeah, it's true. There isn't that much to do. So when you do it all at once, then you find yourself with a whole day stretching ahead of you like... Now what?
I have these moments in my head where I go, okay, I'm going to clean the... I usually do the upstairs, right? So, mm-hmm. And the missus does downstairs.
Oh, is that your domain?
It's, you know, it's all fluid. But anyway, I did have it in my head like, ooh, tomorrow I could get everything done on Friday and then I'd have the weekend to go nowhere. Okay, what's the point? No rush.
I know. That's what it comes down to. Like, honest to God, you have to tell yourself all the time, like, no rush. No rush. Like, no one is coming over and seeing that your house is a mess. Like, I look around my house and go, oh, that should get cleared at some point.
Well, and what's the point of clearing the weekend when the weekend ain't happening?
Right. No. It is so true.
We went for a family bike ride yesterday. And
fun. There's
a lot of people around. We all had our masks just to be on the safe side because there's people everywhere. Just trying to do the same, get a little exercise.
And just a change of scene. Like, I'm telling you, the four walls are oppressive.
Well, a cabin fever.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's going to go for a bit. So then we, unbeknownst to me, the missus is planning, she makes this killer, carnitas? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, carnitas.
She makes pretty killer slow cook carnitas and... She made that, and it's getting later, and I'm going, what in the heck are we doing eating this late? She wanted to eat outside by the fire pit while Vinny's side piece was on.
Oh, what fun. That's great.
I can't. It's so funny.
I saw she posted something. I missed it last night, but I saw it later on. She said 30 minutes and counting or something, you know. And I looked. I went, oh, shoot, I've already missed it. Yeah. But she had, you know, she was on the countdown tip. So she was planning dinner for that, huh? That's late to eat, 7 o'clock.
We ate outside and we ate the carnitas and my show was on in the background and it
fun.
Was just weird.
Do the kids like your show?
You know, they like dad, so it's cool.
Sure.
But I'm just not. It's interesting how you and I, our experiences are completely different. So my whole time in radio, no one in my family ever lived around me, ever was party to any of the stuff I was up to. So it was just me. I never really thought. So
will this affect other people?
Well, it just gives me a weird feeling when, you know, like, let's say, for example, I got a promotion to go to. I just went by myself and went and did it. I didn't have anyone pick me up.
Childcare.
Right.
You know.
None of that stuff forever. And now I get a little shy or bashful, like being around my family as they're like, oh, listen, dad's on. I'm like, oh, God, it's so weird.
That's nice.
It's nice. No, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I don't. It's just I'm not used to it. It's a weird feeling to be supported through stuff like that. Like, there they are, you know.
Oh, how nice.
It's weird.
It's great. It's awesome. You're right. I've had John with me the whole time. And, you know, only since when did we start being able to listen to the show live on Radio Alice? I mean, it was pretty far into this thing. I don't know when that. So that was when. Now I have people. Hi, Mom. Good morning.
Yeah,
you know,
daily,
it's 8:30 her time or 8:45 or whatever. And she's, you know, I'm sure she's busy texting me something right now. You know, she listens and picks it all apart and tells me what I'm doing wrong. Oh, tells me what I'm doing right, too. You know, sometimes she'll be like, that was very funny. I'm like, oh, well, imagine that. I got her.
Good.
But it's actually, weirdly, I find if I know someone specific is listening, it gets in my head. Like,
right.
You know, so it's actually better to not, you know, my mom's been listening long enough that I just, and plus I just ignore her texts all morning anyway, because I just don't want to look and see what mean things she said to me during the show. You know, it's just almost like you ever have a program director listening, you know your program director is listening. You know that you're going to, like, we even had to do, they call them air check meetings. And when you first get into radio, especially, I had weekly air check meetings with multiple bosses. And you sit there, and we used to have this thing called a skimmer, because we don't have cassette tapes anymore, so this particular format doesn't work, doesn't exist. But they'd put your cassette tape in, and the skimmer was a thing that would turn, it would record only when your mic was on.
Right.
So it skimmed you out of your show and you sat down with your boss and they would pick it apart and be downright mean at times. And so, you know,
well, they're
always
coaching you up.
I mean, absolutely.
But it does. It's that those meetings absolutely sucked.
Yeah.
I hated them.
It's all you. You know, it's not like, oh, this dress you made, there's a problem with the hem here. No, you are stupid.
Right. You as the product.
You said a stupid thing. Right. You are your own product. So it's very much you based. It's like being an actor, I guess. You know, you don't look right for this part, or, you know, whatever it is. You know, you have fat thighs, model, whatever. It's you. So it's really, it feels really personal, even though they're trying to help you be a better you. So it's hard when you know someone specific is listening. I don't worry about program directors anymore. And actually, our current program director is like, you guys are great. Just
do your job.
Do your job. And that's my favorite kind of program director. The kind that's just like, I have other things to worry about besides the morning show.
Right. No, I appreciate that, too. And that's it caught me off guard as we're eating or we're getting ready to eat. And it's been one of those days where. Where there we are, there we still are.
Huh. Yeah. What time did you go to bed last night?
I went to bed late again, and it just seems like that. Hopefully, the buzz in my own house, that is, dies down a little bit. Mm. I'd like the show to stay buzzy.
Yes,
elsewhere,
sure.
But here in the house, it'd be nice to still eat at 5 or 6. And
it's really sweet that you guys.
It is nice
that they're that supportive of it, and it's a big deal. I mean, it's a great show. It's right up your alley, and I think that John, because I was talking about it to John, he's like, Vinny's on another station. I go, yeah, but this is a sister station. It's, you know, it's right. Like, well, what does this mean? I'm like,
what does it mean?
I'm like, I don't really think it means, it doesn't mean he's leaving. It doesn't mean, I mean, it's, and I'm like, should I be worried about this? You know, I get I'm the main squeeze, but you know, is there this side piece, you know?
I don't, you know what? I really, it's a bad time to go down those paths in every avenue of your life. Like, I just can't. What does any of this mean? I want to believe none of this means anything long term, that we're just cruising this way until we're not cruising this way. And then life goes back to normal and all of us go, that was weird.
Yeah.
You know how in a movie, something like at the your characters come out at the end and they go, wow, that was weird. And then life just goes, that's what I want.
Then the movie stops because nothing else after that is interesting, because the interesting thing has resolved itself in the movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a weird time. And so, it is, and you're right, it's a weird time because you can find yourself going down a rabbit hole where you're like, I would normally not have time to think this deep on any given topic. But here I am sitting outside with nothing to do again. And, you know, you start wondering. I swear to God, thank God for Instagram. I am
what?
Like, I'm endlessly fascinated by it. I watch everybody's stories. I get like a little like, oh, someone commented. Oh, this is amazing. Like, I oh my God. And then John goes to me yesterday. He's like, so, because obviously he's super bored too. And I'm always like, oh, I'm going to put this on my Instagram. You know, he's been watching me do this. He goes, hey, so show me how to do the.
Oh, right. So that's why he posted?
Yeah. So then, so I go, oh, well, you just go. And he's like, he's like, why do you do so? And I go, you know, I'm just trying to build it up. And, you know, if God forbid anything happened with the radio station, I want to have as much reach as I can, let everybody know what's going on. And I said, you know, if you're going to, because he wants to do like a whole jingle house and all this, I go, you should build that up. There's no reason not to. So I showed him a couple things on there. And then I'm sitting on the couch and I don't even know where he is. And all of a sudden, you know, guitar John just tagged you in a story. I go, oh, and I look and I'm like, good for you. That, you know, whatever. I put it up. And then 10 minutes later, another one comes through and I'm like, uh-oh, I mean, it's great. It's good that he's doing it.
Well, sure. I'm looking for his, I'm looking for his draft comments.
Oh, he that was the other thing he was doing. He goes, so who should I follow? I go, anything that interests you. I go to the search thing and type in guitar. He goes, oh, can I type in Patriots? I go, you can type in whatever you want. The answer is yes, dear, you can. So he follows, you know, I'm looking at his thing and he's following like just the and I go, are you gonna follow Tom Brady and Gronk? He goes, no, they're traitors.
Oh my goodness! It's good to hear. I was curious how he would.
I didn't know either. I figured
respond to that. You'd think after all the good years of service, they'd have some attachment to his heart. But
my son goes, "Are you going to be fans of them anymore without Tom Brady there?" He goes, "I have been a fan of them since I was 5 years old, long before Tom Brady was even born." And I'm like, "Oh my God." Honey, yes. The answer is yes. He's always, even when they sucked, even when they only had one good year in 10, I was a fan. I'm like, okay. God forbid they ever pick up and move to Ohio.
They were a pretty junky team, and
they
yet
were
they
years.
Were also in one of the biggest Super Bowls, the one against the Bears, I believe.
The one that I think they got 2 points in or something.
Well, that was is what is considered maybe the best defense of all times.
Right.
Is who they played against in that one. It was 85.
Yeah,
anyway.
It was.
Well, good to see him getting with
show.
The program. And,
yeah,
I mean,
I guess.
Your love for it is.
Oh, I do love it.
Is big.
It's really. And Nicole put up a thing yesterday. She took one of her TikTok videos. I was like, this is the most adorable thing I've ever seen.
Sister love.
I loved it. In
that
fact,
took forever to make. And
did it?
That small second, it took forever to make, and I was crying laughing because it was just impossible.
How?
Why did it take so long? Yeah, you just get in the bed.
It's all about the timing. That's
my dog kept on getting in the way because we were laughing, so he thought we were playing, and then my little sister was filming it, so then she was laughing, and then my other sister that was in the bed with me, I like looked at her, and she goes, I did not sign up to be an actor. I'm like, okay.
It starts on what's the sister's name who's in the bed with you?
Madeline.
Madeline?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cute. So she's sitting there. And at first I went, is that Nicole?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you guys look a lot alike.
We're 18 months apart.
It's so cute. Anyway, so she puts it on Instagram, and then I'm flipping through TikTok later, and I must follow you. So
yeah.
I'm like, oh, look at that. Listen, TikTok is also I'm into TikTok. It's just
really
so
hard
freaking
posting.
Funny.
I give people who post TikToks regularly a lot of credit.
Yeah. So you're saying that it's about syncing it up? I don't know. See, I'll watch TikTok, but I don't think I'm ever going to post anything on there.
What?
I can't picture it.
How can you not do something today in celebration of your summertime heavy metal outfit?
I put something up already today. I already put a post up today.
Oh, the picture in the closet.
Yeah, the picture in the closet.
Oh, yeah, I already liked that. That's where I was like, oh, my God, it's metal queen.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, it was funny because I looked in the mirror and I'm like, fancy. I go, ooh, I should take a picture of that. I should put that up on Instagram. Everything
you know,
that happens
once upon
in my...
a time, I think what? You were pretty anti-stories too, Sarah, with Instagram. Like, I'm never going to do that. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't. I just
well,
didn't
your
understand.
Attitude has definitely changed. No question.
Yeah. No, I have fully embraced the.
So my point is that it's quite possible you'd try the TikTok video thing and be like, oh my God, I love this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I might. You're right. I should never say never again because it keeps biting me in the ass. Yeah, follow me on Instagram, you guys. Follow all of us. You know, listen, all of us, let's face it, everybody's game has jumped. There's no question. My handle's Clarky Clark, Vin's Vin Hassan, Bryn is Brynny Boy, BRYNNYBOY. Nicole's Nicole Jesus, no S, _ between the two. You know, we all follow each other, so if you follow one of us, you can find everybody else. All right, what time is it? Oh, we still have a couple minutes. We're going to talk about Survivor in a sec.
Yes. How? Well, I guess we should just wait a second, right?
Yeah, we'll just wait. I was reading a story. Entertainment Weekly, I think, does an interview with Jeff Probst every week that I always wind up seeing. And it's great. Like this particular interview, they talk about the process of how they put an episode together. And I'll break it down for you. But basically, they talk about how, well, we film everything, all those 3 days, you know, however long it is between tribal councils. And he goes, and then as we get into production, we start with who got kicked off. And we trace that back and pull the things we need to create that story. And I never really thought about how they put the whole thing together. You know, I guess I think they're surprised too by who. And then we featured this person. Oh, thank goodness we featured them because look who got booted off. So
it is a game, but it's also a show. So I do think that it's, I find it, there's moments where they're doing their confessionals or even more importantly, where someone's trying to escape to go look for something or whatever. And I can see where they've had to maybe even have come to Jesus talks with the people and say, look, we're doing a show. You getting away from us means you're not on the show. So we need you to slow down.
Yeah.
Let the camera catch you. And not like that.
It would be like, I suppose if somebody just said, oh, I'm going to go off and get water and a camera crew didn't follow that person or cameraman, however it's set up, I don't really know. Is it one person, one?
I don't know. That's what I mean. It's interesting because I can see where as they're doing a show, you know, is this person escaping to go poop?
Right.
Or are they escaping to go find an idol?
And if they find an idol, is it somewhere in the contract that they have to find the idol on camera? Like, do they, you know, okay, let's replace the idol.
I so think
you can
so,
find
yes.
It.
That's what
because
I mean.
Because
think...
you know, someone could whip out a surprise idol at a tribal council and the whole place could go, we did not catch that on camera.
Right. Yeah, I do think there are probably a lot of issues and things we're not aware of that are happening there.
Right. So anyway, we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the Wednesday night episode, which was it was a really good one. And it's not my favorite person, but he's playing an incredible, that was certainly an incredible episode of stuff that he was up to. So KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show will be right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.